big one.
Tourism funds, TRT. Okay, well, then
we're a band.
We're.
I wonder, maybe I was going to try this year to let them have it on their own, but I need my calculator to the community funding.
So,
Ashley's going to be manning
up
there for us.
Ashley can show you there. It looks like, look at your unrestricted, which means you can spend on anything. That's where I said we did bring to 8,000 last year. This year we put in five. There's your list. Maybe I, you know, obviously you heard from Habitat last year. We gave them 3,500. Relay for Life was new. STEM did a couple years ago, and LCAT was new. It's your chance to. This is free for all. If you have questions of Corey and I. And we do have an email from
school. What was the budget last year?
It was eight.
Eight, okay.
For this one.
For that part.
For the unrestricted.
This one stayed the same.
Yeah, unrestricted was eight.
Let's just stay on unrestricted and then solve it, and then we can move to.
There was an email from Stu that I passed. Everyone should have a copy of it. It's regarding the LCAT with funding requests, so I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that.
Did everybody get that?
Yeah.
The email from Stu?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Stu's basic line, he said, was, because we talked to him, he wanted to talk to us. I think of those, that he wasn't into the LCAT. STEM, I think he liked the STEM better because that was kids, and I think that is a pretty good program, and I know Ken was worked a lot on that in the past. And the Relay for Life, we kind of talked about, it's one of those touchy ones, and what he didn't, you know, and he's obviously done a lot of cancer and some of those things, but I think the general thought was, and it's the way I described this, this is my own words, that's a group that raises money to give to another group, and I think we got to be careful giving money to the Heart Association, to whatever. It means if you think about it, we're funding STEM to do a program. But when it comes to Relay for Life, they're raising money to give to the Cancer Society. And if you start doing a lot of that, you've got Parkinson's disease, you've got all of these. And so I'm not sure that's a path you want to go down unless you just said a $100 contribution to, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's incidental. But that's up to you guys. But that was kind of, and I agree. But and then he liked STEM over LCAT. And he thought LCAT down, I think he said in there, in the future, maybe as it gets refined, and then the Habitat, I think more bringing it down to the 3,500, something like that. He didn't get into whether you want to raise it to 80 or any of that. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to keep a little extra, that's the other thing, because what will happen is the car people didn't come in this year. We've had FBLA come along and want 250 to go to the state conference. You know,
so if you don't leave a line there, you don't have.
It'd be nice to have 1,000 or two, because you got the whole year. We'll do what you want.
So we. I guess the first part we should talk about is what ones we want to consider and not consider. Maybe start with.
Do you want to deal with the restricted first?
We're doing the unrestricted first.
Unrestricted, okay.
Yeah,
and you can't transfer one to the other.
No.
Well,
we can raise our budget in the unrestricted. Right.
Well, you can't do. Yeah, that's true. We would just. Well, we
it was 8,000 last year.
Right. We'll have to go over the general fund, and we'll find some place to
so
do that.
Is there a particular mission statement or something for these? Particular, I mean, is there something that's kind of been put forth, like what the goal is for this particular budget?
Let me speak.
This is just for community groups. Okay. It's every town usually has a little pot of money for groups to come in that you feel good about, that you'd like to support.
I talked last year about the fact that if anybody comes in here asking for money, they ought to have a plan. They ought to come in with a plan and lay it down and say, this is what, so you can look at the scope of what they're talking about. And we don't see that. I'm going to look at this one right here, but it's another one. This is the LCAT
That we didn't have last night.
That we didn't have last night. And if you look at it, it's a darn good representation of what I've always felt that everybody ought to bring in. So that you know, you can compare this to the report, or you can compare the plan to the report at the end of the year. Did they spend the money like we want it? And if you look at the sheet that we use at the city for people requesting money, did anybody turn those in?
Yes, STEM did.
STEM did. But did anybody else?
This year, we didn't require them if they were coming to make a presentation.
But
next year, we probably, that was maybe
and maybe that was kind of oversight. We tried it this year. It was our first year of not requiring them. But
well,
and most people didn't bring them in.
I've always had.
If you come in, you give us a presentation, the group's here, the whole group's here, it's not just the council, maybe we'll need them. So maybe something to look at again next year.
I think you need them for, excuse me, Kitty, I'm sorry. I think you need them because it tells you who's asking, what they're asking for, and that they have agreed when they sign it that they're going to make all the reports associated with spending that money. And I think that's only fair. So.
Well, we didn't require it this year, so we got to go off of their, what they told us, what they presented to us this year.
But I think that's a really good policy, and not only does it tie them down, it also makes them think about specifically what they want to do. It's actually helpful for them to do that, to write down their values.
I do feel better when I see, you know, a plan, how they're going to spend the money, and that they are agreeable to coming back and reporting on how they actually did spend it. But that said, I'd like to go back to a very basic thing and a comment that Rick just said about how, you know, most cities do have a little pot of money. Let's think about that, a little pot of money. Our pot that people keep wanting to dip into seems to grow, the wishes grow, the amounts grow every year, numbers of people apply and grow. And over the years, have talked with people that I know in other cities, cities closer to home, Reno, Nevada, Carson City, Nevada, Spokane, Washington, Spring Hill, Florida, and they go, my God, the money that you hand out to people on these requests compared to the size of your budget is unrealistic. And I think that it is. I think that we do hand out too much. I love, you know, these organizations and the things that they're doing. But we can't keep being the go-to place, and I'm afraid we're going to get to a point where that's more and more what the city comes to be looked at as a place where people can go to and ask for a handout. And we're going to, as years go by, if we keep up this procedure or this type of thing, I think we're going to find ourselves overwhelmed with it. And then we're going to look really, really mean when all of a sudden we have to say, sorry, we can't do that. And I think one way to kind of close in on that, narrow it down a little bit, is to look at the organizations that have a much broader scope than just within the city limits. Because they have lots of other options and they're serving a lot of other people. And the money that... this money that we have is generated because we are a city. And it's generated through taxes, the shared revenues, the...
that 5,000 is taxes.
The transient fund, yeah, thank you. The transient funds that we get and everything. And I think we need to kind of narrow the scope a little bit and just be more attentive to what the people who are footing the bill are getting from this. That said, I also do see us as part of a broader community. I love my entire community, but let's just try to not get carried away.
I agree partly with you. My concern is if we depended on the visitor center, if they looked at providing some of the TRT funds to them, that would be another thing, and I don't think you can earmark anything. So that's risky to assume that they would look at that. At the same time, I do agree, but I think because we care for our youth and some of the programs, we can't be completely withdrawn from them. And you didn't say that.
No,
but,
it's not a black and white
careful.
Issue, and it never will be. Mm-hmm. But I just think we need to be concerned about getting too generous in too many areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing I like to see last year and again this year is other community involvement, other people supporting the idea, mm-hmm. without them just coming to us, like Relay for Life, asking us to fund the entire thing. I think that's a little excessive. It doesn't show that they've actually attempted to go out and get other support. STEM, on the other hand, came in and said, we've got this other support, you know, and so we're asking for a portion and not all of. You know, so it shows two sides of things. One, it shows they've made an attempt to get others, and it also shows that our community as a whole, who we're here to represent, is supporting the idea.
Right, yeah.
So I think that that's important. I would like to say I think Habitat's is a little high. I like to support Habitat, one, because we are in a housing crisis, and they are providing affordable housing. And I think they do a lot for the community in running even the ReStore and building their own resources. But they're asking us for a portion of it, too.
At least they're an organization within the city limits, for the most part.
Well, they actually are just, they're South County, so they actually run from Sun River. It's Sun River, and it's Newberry Habitat.
But they have the shop here in town, in the city limits.
Right, and they're building in town right now, but they have built in Oregon Water Wonderland before, so.
Habitat is another one that I like to support at some level. For the very reason that you stated, mm-hmm. they do look everywhere that they possibly can. They work really, really hard to get support and funding. And they do a lot of themselves through all their volunteer work.
Right. The other thing I like to see is that we did get requests, the council got requests through the middle of the year on things that people came to us at the beginning of the year and said, we have this idea, but it's not a complete plan, and we had funds that when they did have a complete plan, we were able to...
The
bicycle thing is the one that I'm thinking of. We said no originally because it came in more as an idea and not an actual plan, and he didn't have other people backing him at that time.
Right.
But if we spend it all now, then of course we don't have any for stuff like that.
I think we should all remember that there's already... a substantial amount being spent towards the rodeo and towards the Frontier Days.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, although those are great activities and those definitely bring people here and, you know, supports my business, I'm appreciative of it, but, I mean, at the same time, we're already spending a substantial amount of money there, and those are definitely a community event, for sure. I think you're all right about that. We can go over it. I think we need to set a realistic budget for this, and in the future, be willing to stick to it, you know, and not let it grow.
Well, but they can come in and ask for what they want.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm talking about budget in general.
Yeah.
I think we need to set some kind of realistic number and then be willing to not allow that number to continue, creep up all the time, you know, every year because there's another good cause. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what you may have seen in the future is more of a sharing situation. We have this budget. There's some other good organizations that wanted to share a little bit more than we have in the past.
It'd be nice if there was a cutoff, you know. Now, when the budget is being completed, everybody come in, you know, so it was done. But it doesn't happen that way. We will see the car, the, you know, and I think that's what makes it more difficult to kind of foresee what you know is coming and yet work with what's been presented also.
When you run out of money, you run out of money. I want to be careful personally because I am on the Habitat board. I need to be careful about the STEM because I'm on the STEM board and the LCAT. But
So did you tell them all to come get money? I'm just kidding.
You know what really happens? Everybody starts talking about, oh yeah, we went to the city last year and we got $500. Well, let's ask them for a little more this year. I love Habitat. Mm-hmm. It is the favorite board I have that I sit on. I will tell you that we get lots of money. That I'm amazed they came and asked for an up. But we get lots of money. If they're building three houses this year, mm-hmm. do you think they got it coming to little thing? No. I'm concerned that I thought they overreached last year, but wow, it just passed like a whirlwind. But
and what did
I think
give them
they're
last
overreaching.
Year?
$3,500.
$3,500. That's one. That's
oh, that's. I'm sorry.
It's okay if you just. Yeah. I kind of tried to get all the facts of their.
Well, I agree. I agree with Rick totally about Relay for Life. I go out there every year. I do my part, you know, like everybody else does. But we are giving money to the Cancer Society. I don't think I can justify that to the people who elected me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give some money to Relay for Life, but I don't think it's a job of taxpayer money going to, and just because we all like the presenter, generally, I can't see Relay for Life.
Yeah. Do we have like one that we all agree on, like STEM? Can we start with something?
I think maybe, yeah, well, maybe if you want to start with Relay, maybe you just you go around and say, well, you know, okay. Individually, do you want to fund it and how much? And then you're going to, this is what, we don't want to spend 2 hours at this, so
no.
It's $5,000 at most, so yeah. You just, I guess, just speak your mind. Throw it out there.
Okay,
well, don't try to add up 10 sentences. Just say, I like nothing to Relay, or I want 500 to Relay. Just start and then try to reach.
You said that budget, we had to decide whether that budget was enough or whether we're going to keep it the same or adjust.
But, maybe you're going to find where you want to add 1,000 because you got. We don't want to guess it because people's got to start kind of giving an idea.
One thing about LCAP is that bothered me last night and again tonight is that from this diagram they seem to be doing a lot of things that overlap with a visitor center, mm-hmm. and they really ought to be coordinating more because of all these activities. Sometimes it's like a duplication of effort. That's what it seemed to me.
I'll tell you what that's about. That is because that we still have and always have had the chamber has a website with a calendar on it,
mm-hmm.
the Visitor Center, you know, they're part of that. There is no place around this whole South County that you can go to and find out what's happening and whether the news is really news. And the whole idea for several years now has been to finally get it to a point where one group is in charge of bringing all the news to one point so that I don't have to, or some other person that's putting on an event calls 12 people or 7 or 2.5 or whatever. That's the focus of LCAP.
Yeah, that's a good focus, but I mean the money for it could be funneled through some other channel possibly.
Well,
other
visitors,
we need to hear
so,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you need to do?
I think, from my perception, I think the first thing is to determine if the $5,000 budget is enough or if we need to budget a little more and then work down from there, because then we can decide what we're going to spend. If we want to stick with the $5,000 or if it was $8,000 last year, so is there somewhere in the middle? Is there a happy medium there?
I can tell you do need to at least keep $1,000
yeah.
out.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe $1,000 or $1,500 out.
Rick, I'll start. You wanted to start.
I think because of ethics rules, and you're on three boards of the four we're talking about, it would probably be best that you come in toward the end, not start it.
Okay.
You
wanted a quick answer.
Well, but you need to let others do that.
Kathy, why don't you start?
Yeah.
Okay. Habitat for Humanity, I too think it's very important. The 5,000 is way over, I guess. If I, I'll just throw out 1,000 now.
I'm with that.
I'm not sure on that. Okay.
I'm with that.
Relay for Life, 1,000 Habitat. Yeah. Relay for Life, the only thing I can think of is I know it's beneficial, but Rick said something like $100. I might go with that, but I know you're not saying I said it. I have mixed feelings on that because it's a huge collection of money that's spent, so I'm not sure. STEM, again, I'm all in favor of the kids, and if we can send 40 kids to a program of robotics and other science engaging things for them, I'm fully in support of that one. LCAT, I too have some mixed feelings. I feel like it's going like this. I would love to see it in one place. If LCAT was going to be the focus of news and what's happening and everything, then I would love that. But if the visitor center, I feel like there's a push and pull all the time on a lot of these programs. Maybe I don't know about LCAT. Maybe I'm not sure what will happen to it.
So, what did you want to do with STEM?
She said 1,500.
Okay, what do you want to do with LCAT?
Ashley, we'll keep track so that everyone can say what they want.
300 to LCAT.
Okay. Got it.
Frank, where do you stand on this?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm on the STEM board as well, so I have to recuse myself on that one.
You can just declare a potential conflict of interest, and then go ahead and discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I appreciate everybody being interested in it. It's a good program, but I'm not going to put a dollar figure out to it. I'm just going to, you know, I think Habitat rates about 1 to 2,000, and I think LCAT maybe about half of what it's asking for.
Half of what it's asking, so yeah, about 750.
And then that's, and I agree we ought to try to limit this to an amount that would leave 1,000 or 1,500 left over for later. So Relay for Life, I don't know. I guess it's kind of crude, but throw them a bone. I don't know. It's kind of, you know.
With Relay?
It's too, the money goes to too many other places, to too many other causes. I think that's a dispersal of money that we don't need to be.
With that, could we say something like just a one time? Let them know that it's not something that we're going to consider every year.
You could, if you want to give them $250 and just say, you know, we appreciate you coming in. So it's a cause that I think is close to everyone. Cancer's affected everyone.
Mm-hmm. Still down.
But we could even just say, ask Riley, that we contribute to end users.
Well, there's already a program that addresses many of those needs in the cancer program. That's a,
Could I jump in on the relay? I like the idea of just going ahead and donating a token amount, just like any other, like an individual would donate, or a small business or something, for all the reasons that we're.
Do you have an amount that you?
250 be 10%.
250 seems.
Okay. Frank, did you have an amount on Relay?
250 is what I was thinking of.
And then you're not going to have an amount on STEM? Is that correct?
No, I'm agree. Not. Okay. Okay. You kind of agree on 250, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm
well,
good. I'm good.
You think 250?
250? Sure.
Brian, are you good with 250?
Yeah, I'm good with 250. That's okay.
Karen, are you good with 250 for Relay for Life?
How much?
250.
Yeah.
There, we got one down.
Check.
Good job, guys.
So, Karen, how do you feel about the other three?
Well, I'm happy with the $1,000 for the Habitat. I think that's a really important program that they do. They provide housing for people that don't have any place to live. So I do like that one for $1,000. STEAM, I don't think we should fund that totally. 750, $1,000. I don't think we should fund that totally. My problem with funding something totally is that when you fund it that way, they come back the next year and wanting more.
So they're not actually asking for 100% funding? They have, if you look at their paper they gave us?
I understand that, but
they
in the past we've been used to giving them almost what they asked for.
And last year
okay,
we
so
did.
Giving them what they asked for and
no,
funding
last
them totally.
Year nothing.
We've got
no,
to
they
start
went 2 years
caps on it someplace. And if we don't start now, it's going to be too late down the road. They're going to be angry with us. So, LCAT, I don't know too much about it. It wasn't that I had not heard about it until here last night, because I had heard some rumbling out there. I think $300 is what I would give them. Until I get more information, I can't quite put them all in one group. People say that we don't have a highway of information, and that's not really true. Chamber puts out every week a newsletter of what is happening in this town on their website. They really cover almost everything. I have a website that I cover as much as I get. It's on my calendar. So with all that going on, that's what I would go.
Okay, Kitty?
Okay, well, I already put in my vote for the 1,000 for Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, Kitty, for reminding me.
And the 250 for Relay for Life. LCAT, this project, I'm just really not on board with at all. I can give you my input if you want, or just say zero. If anyone wants to know my thoughts, they can ask me at any time. STEM, dude, I'm not good at remembering numbers. Does anyone have
since 40?
How much they have already?
Oh,
well, they have $3,000 of in-kind. In-kind stuff coming in already.
2 years ago, it was $1,500 that the budget committee gave to STEM for two summer camps.
That's the only money we've given.
Yeah.
So it's been every, at this point.
Yeah, they did not come back last year.
So it'd be every other year.
Well, I like the fact that they're not.
So they actually have $3,000 and $1,500 that they get from. Oh no, wait. $3,000 and $500.
Yeah,
So $3,500 between the two events that they asked us for money for, that they get from in-kind donations from OSU, Lapine Middle School, High Desert.
That's right.
And then they're asking us for $500 for the family night for STEM,
mm-hmm.
and $1,000 for the summer camps for STEM.
Okay.
So they're getting, they're asking for a quarter of the summer camp money, and half of, or I guess a third of the family night money.
Well, again, I like the fact that they are coming back to the pot every year, trying to dip in. I like these programs. A lot of kids, that's really the only really good guidance and support mm-hmm. that they get in the entire year from the adult community, because of the way their lives are. Not real big on giving big amounts, but for this one, if I look at it as $750 a year over the past 2 years, mm-hmm. I'm ready to say go for the $1,500.
Okay. Brian?
I think for me, for Habitat Humanity, I'd be happy at $1,500. Relay for $250, STEM for $1,500, and for LCAT, I'm happy at $300 or $250.
Ken.
Hi, Mr. STEM.
$1,500.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Go too fast.
Ken.
I'm happy with what you got up there.
Sorry.
I understand it.
Take a number.
You're excused from the other three, right?
Yeah, no, I think Habitat 1,000 is fine. I think the $250 for Relay for Life. I'm not going to comment about the other two.
So So, general consensus is 1,000 to 2,000 for Habitat for Humanity.
I had, yeah, four people said 1,000 and two people said 1,500, so.
Yeah, I had one person said 1 to 2,000 and one said,
yeah,
that's
good. I split the difference.
Right?
Yeah,
I just
averaged that out, right? I'm split the difference here, I just.
So are we saying 12? Yeah, are we saying 1,000 or 1,500? So how many for 1,000? One for 1,000.
Let's split the difference.
How many for 1,500?
I'm okay to split the difference.
So 1,250.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1,250 for Habitat.
Habitat does great work.
Yeah.
Everyone up there does good stuff.
They do. Yeah, it's tough.
And pretty much across the board, it was. 250 for Relay for Life.
Yeah,
is everyone good with
that's
that?
Yeah.
Okay. And we had a couple of people not commenting on STEM, but other than that, Karen's comment was to not fund it completely. I kind of agree with Kitty that they don't come back every year, so if you look at it every other year, about 750, that's 15. Not a bad amount. So
it's a chunk. But it's a very good cause. A lot of these kids would never be able to do anything like that.
That's what I think of, too.
So
15.
15 is what everybody pretty much agrees with on that one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you okay with that, Karen?
Okay. And then LCAT was anywhere from 0 to 750. I didn't voice my opinion on that, but I kind of agree, like I did with the bike path last year. They came in with a very incomplete plan, even though he has a little bit more on paper and I understand what he wants to do. I think that if we fund what we've agreed to fund, we'll have money if he comes back with a more complete plan in the future. And so, quite frankly, I'm not okay with giving him anything, my personal opinion.
I just
opinion.
Don't think it was fleshed out well enough, and I think there's a lot of redundancy in what they're proposing with what already exists.
I agree to the comment of the chamber already does some of that. But I also know that the chamber's purpose is not necessarily to be the support for the nonprofits that it has been, and I think it's that part of the purpose of LCAT is to remove the nonprofit's dependency on the chamber, because it's supposed to support businesses and not necessarily the nonprofit, and nonprofit weighs heavy on the chamber and takes a lot of their time that takes away from the chamber supporting businesses. And so I do see the benefit of what they're trying to do. I just don't feel like the plan's been fleshed out completely. Mm-hmm. And I think that if they did take on some of that, it would relieve the chamber from being able to do what the chamber should do, and that is support businesses, really. I think that if you look at chambers across the states, that they are business heavy, and if you go to a chamber meeting, they're not going to be nonprofit heavy, and ours tends to be nonprofit heavy. And I think that that it's kind of needs to focus more on the businesses to help grow Lapine as a sustainable community so that we can fund nonprofits. But
thank you. I hadn't really analyzed the operation that closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chambers become the catch-all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In small towns, I think it's more, and Van Day can say it's mostly all business. I think a small town, the nonprofit folks tend to come out to the breakfasts, and, you know, business people, it's kind of hard to get out. It is somewhat, I think, it happens in my
yeah. But also, it depends on the board leadership. Mm-hmm. I've seen this chamber go from 80% community service and 20% business to the other way around. Mm-hmm. And when you look at their charter, it's business. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an obligation with community.
Mm-hmm.
So 80% business and 20% community, if they were doing that right now, we could have business retention and we could have all of these other things that, you know, help businesses understand what makes more people come in the door. So
to my point exactly, that's why I think that the LCAT function and what they want to do is viable. I just don't think that they've fleshed it out to the extent of asking for $1,500.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And community action teams, in my experience and what I know about them, run very, very heavily, strictly on volunteer work. And I don't know if this team, this renewed Lapine Community Action Team, it really has been in existence long enough to show us what they really can and will do. Mm. I'd like to see more buy-in from the group itself.
So maybe we don't give them a no, but to bring us more?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if we don't use up all of our budget, we still, like you said, have that left.
So
watch and see.
Zero. Watch and see, zero,
well,
for, zero for now.
I think Stu kind of said in his email, you know, not a no forever. It's just kind of...
And not right now. Bring us
not
more.
Not at this time.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's a good approach.
I hope they do. You know, I'm really hoping they can bring all this together because it would be fabulous.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it would be a focal point for everybody to go to be used a lot more to me than the chamber or any of the other small sites. You'd have one focus. So, that's
And a comment just right on that, for instance, and real quick, is, you know, how many businesses in town does press releases? Okay, you know why they don't do them? Don't know how to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't know what the standard is.
Yeah.
And there's a section like in the Bin Bulletin, community events. Mm-hmm. You look in there and see how many, everybody in the county is there except Lapine. Okay. Seldom do people take the time to write, and and they could post that on this hub with the idea, and that gets distributed to everybody out there. So that's part of it. Mm-hmm. But I agree. I didn't think it was flushed out either. Truly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got a lot of work to do. We'll see where they go.
Yeah. No,
so that means we're spending $3,000 and we have $2,000 in reserve.
We've got $2,000 left over, and that's unrestricted, so that doesn't have to be tourism related, and you know, people will
come to the council
sashay in and out throughout the year.
Good job, you guys.
Okay, now we need to go to restricted.
Restricted. So
is that the only request we have?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and I guess that settles it. That we're keeping the budget at 5,000. I was going to start by saying I like the 5,000 figure. Good.
I figured that would get fleshed out when we decided what we wanted. And my only reason for thinking to up it at the beginning was that a lot of requests and having a reserve, but we've managed to do that. So that's great.
Can I ask a question here? Brian talked about, you know, there is the rodeo out there getting XYZ, okay? And then, did I hear that Frontier Days is getting an XYZ?
Well, we've always given them $2,500.
Frontier Days gets $2,500.
She said she didn't want
she
it.
Said no.
Oh, okay.
Page 7 on there.
She wanted it for something else even down the road.
Sure. It is in the budget.
It's there.
Just
we
because
just
don't have to give it. I mean, if they,
it'll just carry over.
Yeah, it'll just carry over. You don't have to give it. So
this will be the first time we have. We've always contributed to the Rio and the Frontier Days as the kind of the big summer event.
Well, and the nice thing about this is, if it's already in the budget, that's something the city council can address in a meeting and say they're going to. Because you don't have to have the permission to donate to the organization.
Yeah. What did she say? She wanted us to kind of move.
She wants us to condone the 4th of July celebration as a whole.
Yeah.
She wants the community backing. So whatever the city could contribute to that 4th of July
celebration. Yeah, she got into flags, and I thought, well, maybe she can come back and want like a bunting type flag things that they want all the businesses to put up or something. I don't know. But
she was talking about the flags up on the poles.
Yeah, more buy-in by the, so you could see what was going on in the downtown corridor, I think, so when people have to do, they know something's going on. I think that was kind of right.
Yeah.
So people can know that there's something, maybe some kind of banners or something, mm-hmm. or flags, or so people know to go.
We'll hear more out of them.
See, I'm a little confused because her letter states that the 2016 contribution of $2,500 from the city was an unexpected boost, but then it said our allocations include an additional $1,000 for fireworks display, $500 for the Miss Frontier Day scholarship, bringing it to $1,000, and $500 to purchase additional flags, and $500 to purchase new midway tents. So was that just what they spent the previous, or that
we'll hear from a little bit.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind
of. Well, it's a line item in there, so the city council couldn't determine that one.
Okay. So restricted. So. Remind.
Okay, that means that it needs to be tourism related. So the visitor center is automatically anything there. You know, they can buy computers like she wanted, or web pages and things. That's, you know, where people search out to visit. And, so it basically just has to be tourism. So we've done the car show. They'll probably come in and want $500 later. We've done the snowmobile when they had that convention here. And then again, things dribble in.
And they're talking about coming back this year.
Yeah, we've had so. But
snowmobile.
This is restricted by state law. You couldn't give it to Habitat if you wanted to. So, you know, and if we don't spend it, you know, it'll carry. We'll have other things come along. And so my thought on the visitor center, and I was just to she wanted the six. They want, what she's asking for is, I think, to up the annual contribution by 5,000. And then this year, that's what they'd like to do with it, is, I think, my impression. So in other words, they want that to be 57 or 58. 57?
That's where it got confusing. So it was 52 last year, and we gave them $1,000 in addition to that 52 out of the unrestricted, wasn't it? Or
it was out of restricted.
Out of restricted.
All restricted.
Okay.
Chambers always.
But it was a separate.
I looked at her. She had her projected financials in the back of for next year, and I saw 58,000. So really, the way I interpret that is, she's asking, like Rick was saying, from this $52,000 line item contribution to the Chamber and Visitor Center to go up to 58.
So really, she's asking for $1,000 a year, but last year plus $5,000 more.
One of my ideas was, and this is what we did in matters, and when I was a county commissioner, because this comes up all the time. We gave them their X amount. Now, that doesn't mean someday they need to come in and say, we do. And it's a fair. I mean, you know, I know what happens here because of the emotions over the chamber. But it is fair if they're, you know, you don't freeze them in time forever. Transit room tax is going up. Chambers do promote tourism. And, you know, I've been reading in the other towns, you know, they're wanting more of a share because it does go up. So, you know, it is reasonable to say, you know, you have 2-3% inflation every year, and after 5 years, you know, maybe you do need to add 5,000 so that they, otherwise they're literally going backwards. But when it comes to other things like computers and websites, what the other communities often do say, we'll fund 6,000. It's for a specific thing. In other words, you need $2,000 worth of new computers. You come in and make a request that the office now needs new computers, and we could buy it. It's a one-time thing. It doesn't roll up every year. Mm-hmm. If they want, we did the tents that way, I think it was. We upped it.
And she never did. Yeah, she never did buy the tent.
Okay. And so the same would be with the website. I know Madras has given their chamber like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for their website. Because you do need a good website, and you're right, you have to have it go down to the smartphones, and they do not have that money in their budget. There's no way.
The price of that was $1,500.
Well, again, these $1,500 websites, So, anyway, if you want to give them, she asked for this to be basically an overall budget increase, not tied specifically to any one thing. I think. So, and she'll come back next year starting at 58.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where they're going. So you just give us direction. I'm just saying is, I think it is appropriate, and it's actually a good use. They need good stuff. They need a good website. They do. And that benefits everyone. When people travel, you all go to the chambers. And you know what? I don't not go to the Eugene Chamber because I don't like one of the staff members. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have to get past boards and everything else. People from, and when they link it on the Sun River website, the City of Lapine, or to the Chamber, we need a good website. The Chamber needs a good website because that reflects on all of us. And so try to separate whether you think they have not enough volunteers, should they open on Saturday, should they open on Sunday. To me, that's a little secondary. The website will need some help. And I don't know that $1,500 is anywhere near what it needs. But
well,
I don't know about that.
You're absolutely right. I would like to see them, if we're going to do it that way. And my thoughts would be, okay, give them... give them, let's say, $5,000, and for a computer, and for the website. But I think I would like to see them come in with, you know, you can buy a fabulous computer right now for $600.
I think part of that was training too, to be able to use.
Well, what I think you're saying is, if that's the case, say we'll allocate up to $5,000 for some improvements you need at the chamber. Come in with more of a what you want.
Yeah.
And they need to be kind of capital items,
one-time
purchases that can help your technology, whether it's computers, websites.
Yeah.
And then let them decide how they need to do that. If they need one computer or three computers, or they can buy a website for $1,500. And they talked about going out and having a videographer. I thought, great. Yeah. That, give them some money to pay Kova to come take some neat videos. Mm-hmm. Put it on their website.
Great.
We don't define it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I do think that we should give them a little bit of increase in the budget, because I think there's going to be some, realistically, some labor increases. And I think if you look at even just 2%, you're looking at a $2,000 increase if you start at the $52,000 budget. I think that's where we got to start at. When you look at that, about $1,000 per year would be $2,000. So I think if you gave them $1,000 extra, if you get $1,000 more, that would be up around $54,000. And then set an amount, like you say, $5,000 or whatever it is, for extras, where they come in and give you specific amounts, specific items and amounts.
We can do that.
So you're saying raise their yearly plus, give them another...
Well, I'm saying based on the $52,000, the fact that you gave them $1,000 last year is already $53,000. And if you give them another cost of living increase, because the wages are going to go up.
Yeah, the minimum wage is going
to
affect
you. So if you go up to $54,000, that gives them a higher budget. Now you offer to them the possibility of coming in and getting more funds for specific projects with specific information, where they come and say, the computer's going to cost this, the website's going to cost this. Then they're responsible to come to the city council, and that doesn't put us on the hook for it. That puts them on the hook to be responsible to the city council to make that decision.
I think, to be fair, they've been pretty responsible, haven't they, reporting?
But they've been
fine. But what I'm saying is, on specific items, because the problem is you don't want to give them $5,000 more for a website every year when it only costs... Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying. I kind of like that concept. Uh-huh. Our first year of the chamber, $52,000 annually, was that the 2013-14?
No, it was back a ways.
It was farther back.
What they were getting, when the reason we started this, I think, Brian, you're on the right track, and they were getting the flat 70%, and if that was the case today, they'd probably be at
$70,000-$75,000.
Yeah. And I thought I didn't want that to grow for just no reason. So I went to Ann and them and said, you know what, we're going to cap this at 52, knowing I knew this was going to go up, but I didn't want it to be an automatic. So, but by locking them in, we do owe them to keep your light bills go up and just things. And so I think you're on the right track. And every year, maybe the guy has to throw them a little, you know, another thousand or two or something, because I think...
Special projects.
Yeah, so, and then help them with some things.
Special needs.
2012-13, it was $50,610.
Yeah. It was?
I have last year's budget.
Oh, so you can go back a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the actuals from...
She's got one
I've
more
got
year
one
on
more
her.
I've got
because it dropped off.
We were looking at one before. Yeah. Okay, 50,000. Okay.
So because this was 12-13. Okay. So I just happened to bring last year's with me.
13-14 is the year that we went.
So we went to 52. Yeah. So it's
been 3 years.
3 years since we gave
that one. And I do like that concept of upping that at this point in time, and then maybe lowering this a little, because I think that gives them more a feel of ownership of the money and how they spend it.
I agree. I think that give them the $2,000, like you know, effectively the $2,000 to bring it to 54, and then you take. I would say give them the $5,000 for capital improvements, and then have them bring back a report on how they spent it.
So you're proposing giving them $7,000.
Totally. Yeah, but $2,000 would be on their permanent budget.
Yeah.
And then the $5,000 is, you know, she's talking about buying computers and websites and apps. give them the $5,000 and let them go find where they can get that done, and that's probably better for them than the $1,500. And I'm not talking about any business in town. I'm just saying that they need more than $1,500 for a website. Yeah. And then let them come back with a description of what they spent the $5,000 on.
Or would it be they would have to come to City Council and request it with specific costs?
Sure.
I like that.
I think I like that better, because then I think then they're, and it's not that they're not responsible, but it's the fact that the City Councilmen get to see
what
that.
What you're saying, up to $5,000 of kind of call it this whole technology, video, website type area. For call it technology improvements and website improvements, and we'd let them know. And then you just come in with some costs, and because they can get a quote on what the video is going to cost, and the computers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we can, and maybe they'll come in a couple times. You give them two now and two later, but during this year we'll allocate up to $5,000 restricted money.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
I'm okay with $5,000.
I don't know about the number.
If somebody says, "Hey, I only want before," whatever it is, I just think they need to come with some numbers and then get the council to say, "Okay, here you go." You know, that way they know. That way it's not. We're not waiting for some report at the end of the year, you know, to show up.
Well, some reports quarterly.
Yeah. So you're saying we want to know in advance specifically exactly what the money's going.
Well, and hopefully the increase would cover like salaries and stuff.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, when sometimes in the past I get frustrated because I don't see them giving to people come to us, and I always think they have some money and they should be, but I'm always worried that we're buying all the toilet paper and rent and lights and soap, and I know that's important too, but I guess when I focus on the TRT funds, it's a lot of money, and they only give, they gave to two.
You're talking about the scholarships.
Organizations last year.
Yeah, two organizations.
I think what's happened is as their budget is tighter, their costs go up, that's what they cut because that's more discretionary.
Yeah.
You know, because we haven't raised them.
Yeah, a lot. Uh-huh. But it started out with a TRT committee.
Yeah.
And then they rolled that into the chamber. But there was, you know, it was always understood that, okay, if you've got projects going on, come to us. Mm-hmm. We'll decide on the value of your project and give you money accordingly. So, but
okay, so why don't you decide? Because then we have to move on and to a hearing and some other
okay.
things here. So, do we have a general
consensus that we'd like to increase the budget to 54,000 and ask them to come ask us for up to $5,000 for basically technical improvements to the website? And
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Patty, you get that down, so we'll know.
Okay, then that change, that money will come from the general fund?
No.
Because of TRT.
We'll shift
TRT
around.
We'll go ahead and up that number for their contribution. We'll up that by, 1,000, because Zari was up 1,000.
Yeah.
So we'll change that number in our, we'll move that over to the next call. And the other, we'll just come out with the money that's in there.
So I guess we'll move on to item number 6, budget and state revenue sharing hearing in anticipation of budget adoption on June 8th, 2016. So this time I open the public hearing and ask for...
Let me staff report. So this is your chance, of course. By law, it's one of the little things that the state makes you, we get state revenue, the state shares some revenue with us, and it was in the revenue in the general fund. And in order to get that every year, they require you have a public hearing to allow people to come in and comment on where they want it to go. They could come in and say, we want it all to go to Habitat. It is money that comes from the state into the general fund, but you get to decide where it goes, and I think the legislature decades ago decided that the public has a right to at least tell you where they think it should go. And so that's what this is about. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. They just have a right to talk. So that's what we're doing. And how we're doing it, it's in our general fund. So therefore, you could say it went to help fund STEM because it's part of that pot. You know, it's one of our revenue sources. We don't take it and dedicate that to any one thing.
So
how much is that? How much is that?
This year,
it was a lot less than the couple year a year ago.
Well, that it's kind of
it fluctuated a little bit. State shared revenue. We're proposing $25,000 and projecting $24,000 this fiscal year. So right about
$31,000
based off our population.
Oh, well, that makes sense then, because our population went down from that 1 year. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then they somehow divide it, and it's so much. We had a little form, and it was by so much per person.
There's a formula, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a staff report. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so then obviously next is public comment, and we have no public. So there are none.
You would close the public hearing.
We close the public hearing. And don't I need to accept the budget?
Oh, no, we have to do the resolution.
Before I close the hearing.
The resolution.
So I need to
accept
the budget committee recommendations with the understanding that
the
council has the right
that's
to modify.
For state revenue. Yeah.
Yeah.
And accept the resolution number 2016-08, shared state revenue ORS 221.
You should have a copy of that resolution.
You probably do not have a copy. It's maybe the most basic resolution I've ever seen, which is essentially one sentence saying that the city is accepting state shared revenue funds.
So do I need to ask for a
motion?
You've got to
take a motion in a second.
I motion we accept the shared revenue
resolution
2016-808 state shared revenue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. So this time I'll close the public hearing. And then says that if appropriate, the budget committee may approve and hold the budget documents to the Lapine City Council for review at the June 8th budget hearing. If the budget committee approves the budget, they must also approve a property tax rate or tax amount that will be submitted to the county assessor.
I make a motion that we approve and forward the budget documents to the City of Lapine Council for review at the June 8th budget hearing.
Yeah, we have a motion prepared. So.
Oh.
This is.
A motion to approve the FY 2016-17 budget and the tax rate of $1.98 per thousand for the City of Lapine.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Frank. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Nope, hearing none.
Okay. So you've approved the budget.
Budget is
and the $1.98, that's what all it can be anyway. So didn't have any choice there. So we'll move that on. That'll go to the City Council in June.
June 8th.
And we'll make the changes that you guys suggested here and go forward on that. And the last thing is we need our urban renewal district. We need your help, basically, because what we're doing, as you well know, we're letting that money build because at first it just we took in $22,000 this first year into urban renewal, and the next year it'll be like $24,000, and then you'll start growing a little because the new projects go into it, and so how you really grow urban renewal funds is new construction, and so the credit union next year will hit it, and then a year after that the mall that's the little supermarket down here is going to hit it. And then if you get other stuff.
Does St. Charles pay or are they not?
They're out of it, I think. They're too far down.
Ah.
But not positive. I thought about that today. But they'll be a couple years out because they haven't even started construction. It'll take a year to build. So, but anyway, so we're not actually spending any money. We did allocate $5,000 to go with this whole U of O study for the downtown.
Right.
So at the end of the budget process, you'll see with them, they'll have about $40,000 that will carry forward. And then next year, you'll add another $30,000 to it. And, eventually you'll have $100,000. And then you can use some leverages to get some state money to start doing some things. Ultimately, that's going to have, it's hard to believe, but it'll have $7 to $8 million. Mm-hmm. And it's like a compounding interest. Yeah, and once things get rolling, you start taking in $100,000 a year. And it's really quite a deal. But it takes sometimes 10 years to get those things rolling. So it's just kind of sit back and wait. But maybe once you get up to $100,000, you might say, if you want to do a paint program, we'll offer $1,000 of paint to anyone that buys paint locally and you work a deal with Ace Hardware, those kind of things, and we'll offer it to 5 businesses that want to paint their buildings and just stuff like that. A lot of little things, but you want to kind of let the bigger numbers build. Okay, but we have to have, it has its own agency and we have to have a budget committee. There's 7 people on it because you have 5 business people and 2 council members, and that's how it was set up. So as budget committee, guess how many budget members you have to have? 7. So if they all come, you have 14. But that also means we have to have 50% attend to get a quorum. So what we plan on doing is on the 18th, at our meeting, our council meeting on the 18th, we have 4 vacancies on the budget committee, and we would like to find 4 people. The council members are already on it, and we need 4 new folks to help fill that out if we could. And you'd come in at 5:15 and you'd be done by 6, or 5:45. And if you stay for the council meeting, great. It's a one-time, actually, then you gotta come back on June, like for our Tuesday, our regular Wednesday night meeting for like at 5:30. Because you gotta do the same thing we did. You're gonna have to appoint a budget officer.
You're like the council, well, the agency's like the council, so it would come back to the agency instead of the council for.
So if any of you, I thought you're cool here, and if any of you would be willing to do it, and we're gonna put a little notice on our website for a week. If we're short 1 or 2, it's okay, but I don't like being short 4, because then if someone
The quorum.
Yeah, if someone is sick, if someone's out of town. I talked to Wendy today from Gordy's, and she said she will participate.
Yep.
And she has been with us before, but you know, with her selling things, I didn't know. But she told me yes, she just got done with the vacation. And right now, the members are Ken and Stu represent the city, Vicki Russell, Ann Gay with Dan Barco, Steve Dodd from the Ace Hardware, Wendy, and then our budget committee is Karen, Kathy, and Kitty, did we put you on and you didn't show, or did you do it last time? Did you come?
I was never asked.
Oh, yeah. Well, your name is on my deal, and I get it somewhere.
You're volunteered.
We have Rolando. We have Rolando, and he doesn't seem to, I mean, he's busy right now with other things in his life. So all I need is your name. So the first thing the main group's going to do when they meet that night is appoint a budget officer and appoint new budget committee members. You're going to be sitting in the audience. That meeting will close, then we'll all move in for the budget meeting. And since we don't spend any money, it is 1 page with 2 line items.
Wow.
But it's a law, you gotta do it. And then you'll ask for public comment, you'll close the budget meeting and recommend it to the Urban Renewal Committee. They'll come back in June, the regular committee. The budget committee would not have to come back that night. So really, you'd only have to come the 1 time.
You're here anyway.
Well, actually, that's always been true in the past. My life is a lot more complicated now. And I had trouble getting to this meeting tonight for a 5:30 meeting. A 6 o'clock meeting is really tight for me to make. A 5:30 meeting is almost impossible for me to be able
to. We
had
to do it because of time.
A 5 o'clock meeting, I would not be able to guarantee that I would be here.
Well, we're just asking for people. If any of you, would you be willing to do it? Okay, Patty, would you? We got 1, and
I'm gone on the 18th.
Okay,
I leave for the track meet.
Okay,
Frank,
out of town.
You're coming. Okay. Well, we picked up 1, and then we will. And see, Greg on our council is gone because he's taking this month off. He won't be here on the 18th.
Greg.
Dennis.
Yeah. Greg's on here. I'm looking at Greg's name.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
But we might get a couple off the ad, and then we can hunt around, and maybe Kitty will be able to do it if we bring her a snack.
The problem with me is that I don't know from day to day what I'm going to be tied up with and can't get out of the house.
Yeah. So. Okay. I'll look around.
So, yeah.
So that's it. Motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second in?
Motion.
Second. So moved. Adjourn.
Thank Corey for putting that.